Chapter 18. 9 o'clock, and all was not well, to put it mildly. LAPD Detective Jean Galetta's handshake was surprisingly soft. She looked as though she could give out bone crushers if she wanted to. Her orange short-sleeved turtleneck showed off her biceps. She was slim, though, with a strikingly angular face and the kind of piercing brown eyes that could make you stare. I caught myself mid-stare and glanced away. "Agent Cross, have I kept you waiting?" she asked. "Not very long," I told her. I'd been in Galetta's position before. When you're a lead investigator on a high-profile case, everyone wants a piece of your time. Besides, my day was almost over. Detective Galetta would probably be up all night. This case warranted it. The mess had landed in her lap about 12 hours ago. It had originated at the West Bureau in Hollywood, but serial cases were automatically transferred downtown to the Special Homicide Unit. Technically, Mary Smith couldn't be classified as a serial killer until there were at least 4 attributed murders, but LAPD had decided to err on the side of caution. I agreed with the decision, not that anyone had asked me for an opinion. The media coverage on this one and the subsequent pressure on the department was already intense. It could go from intense to insane soon if the emails to the Times got out. Detective Galetta led me upstairs to a small conference room turned crisis room. It acted as a makeshift clearinghouse for all information related to the murders. One entire wall was already covered with police reports, a map of the city, sketches of the 2 crime scenes, and dozens of photographs of the dead.